When Senator Edwards forms an exploratory committee, what is it exactly that he is exploring?
News analyst Daniel Schor.
In the first place, money. Not how much money he has, which is plenty, but how much money he raises, because that is the first test of his viability as a candidate. About a year from now, we may know for all practical purposes the name of the Democratic nominee. That is because, as the Campaign Finance Institute points out, since 1980, the nomination was invariably won by the candidate who had raised the most money by the start of the election year. That is why Senator Edwards emphasized today that he intends to finance his campaign from funds that we will raise. Other potential candidates have money that was transferred from their congressional reelection campaigns. Senator John Kerry with $2.5 million and former House Democratic leader Richard Gephardt with something near that. But the evolution of the nomination process has put a premium on money raised as a token of support. This is not like the old days when an upset victory in an early primary might generate a lot of cash. Now, with the primaries front-loaded and bunched up, the race is substantially over before New Hampshire. Name and face recognition become the name of the game. Money is needed to buy television, and television is needed to bring in money. Fundraising tends to become the centerpiece of the campaign. A campaign can cost $15 million or more. That means a lot of pandering to special interests. The Washington Post notes, for example, that Senator Joseph Lieberman has strength among Jewish donors, but weakness among trial lawyers, who are ranged against the insurance industry centered in Connecticut. And so it looks as though a lot of the burgeoning campaign for the Democratic nomination will be about money and where that money comes from. President Bush, expected to raise up to $200 million, has no such worries. This is Daniel Schor.